You are listening to The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman whose name has become legend throughout the West. Now, Act Two of the story called Blood Relations.
Well, it took me a little while to get back to sleep, but I didn't hear anything more out of George or Viola during the night, so that was something. When I finally woke up again, I just didn't feel like I'd had any rest at all. And it was late, too, nearly 6 o'clock. I got dressed and I went downstairs. Viola was fixing breakfast. Her eyes were sort of red and there was a little splotch on her cheek where George had slapped her. But she didn't say anything about it. And I sure didn't see any point in opening up the subject. So a couple of minutes later, George came in from doing his chores. And we all sat down at the table. He didn't eat much, just some coffee, and as soon as he was finished, he said he was riding out to the high grass to see if the roundup was on its way down. I offered to go along with him, so we got on our horses and started off.
You see, Britt, what'd I tell you?
Hmm?
She's all right now. She got that nonsense about young coughing out of her head.
Maybe so.
She didn't mention him again, did she?
Nope.
I reckon if she were still thinking about him serious, she'd have said so.
Yeah, well?
She's a Wilcox, Britt. We don't go around making fools of ourselves. Not for long, anyway.
We kept on riding for a couple of hours until we got to the high ground. But we didn't see any signs of the roundup, so finally we turned around and headed back to the ranch house.
I don't know what's taking them so long. They should have been down a couple of days ago.
Oh?
If they don't show up by morning, we'll have to start looking for them.
Ah, whatever you say, George.
Here we are. Whoa, Frenchie. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Hey, you know something, Britt? I've got kind of an appetite.
Oh, I don't doubt it, the way you've been eating lately. Easy, Scar.
Easy.
Well, I'll sure make up for it this noon. I wonder what she's fixed for us. Vi? We're back, Vi. Must be out in the kitchen. Vi!
Just a minute, George.
Oh, she's upstairs. That's why she didn't hear me. How about some food, Vi?
Well, I didn't know you'd be here. You didn't say anything when you left.
I'm usually here for dinner, ain't I?
Yeah. Well, it'll take a couple of minutes to get something ready. I just got back from town.
You what?
Well, I guess I'll go wash up.
What were you doing in town, Vi?
I wanted to see Hunt.
Oh. Well, I suppose you did have to explain things to him. I guess he was entitled to that much. How'd he take it?
Hmm?
When you told him you couldn't marry him.
I didn't tell him that, George. We're going to get married as soon as we can. He's coming to get me tonight.
Well, I sure didn't feel like sticking around for another one of their arguments, so I sort of sneaked out the front door and climbed into the saddle.
Let's go, boy. Come on. Come on.
I figured I'd ride in town and get me something to eat while I was at it. Maybe while I was gone, George and Viola would come to some sort of an understanding. At least I hoped they would. It took me about 30 minutes to reach Adobe Junction. Looked like there was only one cafe. Molly's Home Cooked Meal. It's right next door to the Mercantile. Whoa, boy. Whoa. Whoa, Scar. Whoa. Tossed the reins over a hitching rail and started into the restaurant.
Mr. Ponsett?
Hmm?
You're Britt Ponsett, ain't you?
That's right.
Viola told me what you looked like, but I'd have recognized you anyway.
Oh?
You're a six-shooter. I've heard a lot about that gun. How fast you are with it. My brother, well, he found out firsthand.
Your brother?
Judd Coffin.
I see.
My name is Hunt Coffin, Mr. Ponsett.
Yeah, I sort of figured that.
I just wanted you to know I sure do appreciate what you did last night, taking Viola's part with George.
Well, George was pretty upset. I don't think he meant to carry on that way. He's real fond of his sister when you get right down to it.
If he ever hits her again, I'll kill him.
Well, I guess you and Viola won't have to worry much about George any longer.
What do you mean?
Well, she says you're going to get married right away. You're coming out after her tonight, is that right?
She told you that?
Well, sure. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't want him to know. He'll try to stop us. I told her not to say anything. We could have been gone before he ever found out.
Now, Viola's not the kind of a person to do a thing behind anybody's back.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's something else he ought to know. I bought me a gun this morning, Mr. Ponsett.
Is that so?
I'll be out at the Wilcox place as soon as I get off work tonight. And I'll have the gun with me.
Huh. And George said you'd get a gun the first time you figured you needed one.
Well, he was right.
Yeah. It sure looks like he was. Well, so long, Coffin.
What in thunder happened to you, Britt?
Oh, I thought maybe you and Viola ought to have a chance to talk this out in private, so I rode in town.
You needn't have bothered.
Huh?
Tried to talk to her, but she just wouldn't listen.
She wouldn't, huh?
I don't know what to do, Britt. I just don't. After last night, I thought she'd see things my way. I guess you were right. She's more set in marrying him now than ever. If Paul was still alive, he'd find some way of stopping her. I guess I'm letting him down.
Well, where's Vi now?
Upstairs, packing. I thought about locking her in her room, but it just wouldn't do no good. Besides, she ain't to blame, not really.
That's right, George. A person just can't help it.
It's his fault. Everything that's happened. And it's him I'm going to take care of.
As a matter of fact, I ran into Hunt Coffin while I was in town.
You saw it?
Yeah, we had a little chat. He's kind of upset about what happened last night.
He's upset. He'll have something to get upset about if he comes around here tonight.
Well, maybe you ought to know, George. He's got himself a gun.
There. What'd I tell you? Just like his brother. Why? Why, your friend's coming out here with a gun. He needs to kill me. A man who'll take up a gun once, he won't stop. Not as long as he lives. Now what do you think of it?
Viola didn't answer George. She just stayed upstairs and went on with whatever she was doing. George walked into the hall. I heard him rummaging around in the closet. He was gone for a minute or so, and then he came back into the parlor. He was carrying his pa's old Winchester rifle. He jammed some cartridges into the magazine and stared out of the window. The sun was just beginning to drop behind the hills to the west, and the shadows on the slopes were turning orange. And George pulled up a chair and sat down. The rifle was lying on his lap, the barrel pointing toward the open window beside him. George?
Yeah?
You use that gun, you'll be doing the very thing you accuse him of.
There's a difference, Britt. This is my property. Pa left it to me outright.
Sure.
If Hunt Coffin sets foot on it, he's trespassing. I got a right to shoot a trespasser, ain't I?
No, you haven't. Not under these circumstances.
You gonna interfere, Britt? You gonna take his side?
I'm not taking anybody's side. I'm riding into town. I won't be back. You have to hire somebody else to handle your cattle drive.
Suits me. I'll be able to handle the cattle myself now. I won't have to stay here after tonight.
You know, George, he might kill you. Leastwise, if he takes after his brother, there's a good chance of it.
Well, it looks like you're going to be around for it, whatever happens.
What?
There he is now, pulling into the yard.
Coffin! Get out of here, Coffin! I don't want no trouble, Wilcox.
Well, then start moving.
I'm taking Viola with me.
You're not taking anybody!
I could see Hunt Coffin through the window over George's shoulder. He was climbing down from his buggy. It looked like he was carrying a .44 in his holster. George Wilcox stood up. His back shut off my view of Hunt. He shoved the stock of his rifle against his shoulder and his finger curled around the trigger. He shifted his weight onto one foot and I got a glimpse of Hunt again. His right hand was inching toward that .44, but he hadn't pulled it out yet.
I'm coming in and get her, Wilcox. Go on and draw. I know you got a gun. Go on, use it. I don't think I'll need it.
I gave him a chance. You heard me, Brady.
There wasn't much time to answer him. His finger was already squeezing back. There wasn't even time to get over to him. I grabbed for my gun.
Oh!
The bullet hit him right in the arm, spun him half around. For a second, I didn't know what had happened. I hadn't fired at him. I hadn't even had a chance to finish drawing it. And then I saw a little spiral of smoke on the hall stairs behind him.
Viola.
Put down that rifle, George.
You're crazy, Vi.
Vi! Are you all right?
Stay there, hon. I'll be right out. Put it down, George. Now, I'm going away with Hunt. And if you come after me, it won't be Hunt who will stop you. It's kind of funny, isn't it? You always said Hunt would turn out bad because his brother was that way. And they both had the same blood in them. What about it, George? Would you be willing to shoot me?
What are you talking about, Vi? You know I'd never do a thing like that.
Why not? I was willing to shoot you. We've got the same blood, haven't we? Goodbye, George. Goodbye, Mr. Ponson.
So long, Vi. Good luck.
Up, boy. Up.
She wasn't making any sense, Britt, asking if I'd shoot her. Why, that's just plain foolishness.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll take you into town, George. You better see the doc about that arm.
My own sister. My own flesh and blood. Sure had her figured wrong.
Well, maybe you had young Coffin figured wrong, too. Come on, let's go. Well, the next morning, the boys brought in George's herd, and what with that arm of his and all, I agreed to drive them north. It was nearly 3 months before I got back to Adobe Junction again. Viola and Hunt there were married and had a little house in town. But George, he hadn't been near me. Hadn't said a word to Vi since that night she left the ranch. Vi was kind of upset about it, but she kept telling herself that sooner or later, George would see where he'd been wrong, and he'd come around. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he will.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is written by Frank Burt and is based on a character created by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Barbara Eiler, Herb Ellis, and Sam Edwards. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Oh, by the way, you'll be interested in knowing that the Six Shooter has been chosen for broadcast to our men overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. This is John Wall speaking. Donald Carey stars in Jason and the Golden Fleece tonight on the NBC Radio Network.